I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here was Mark Schlereth back in the 2 o'clock hour. Talking about the likability of Drake May. The question I asked him is, could we see him developing into the face of the NFL right before our eyes? As I mentioned going to the break, 64,000 votes right now for Drake May for the Pro Bowl. He is the leader, about 10,000 more than Jackson Smith and Jigba. The next quarterback on the list is ninth, and that is Matthew Stafford, who is about to age out, right? Matthew Stafford's got a year.
He's going into the next year will be his 18th
right.
year.
So he's almost gone. Nowhere else in the top 10 do you see other quarterbacks.
You mean like gone from football, not like gone dead?
Yeah, no, gone from football. Yeah, okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Gone from the discussion of best quarterback, MVP, those things.
Why is Matthew Stafford going to stop being good? He's like playing his best football of all time.
Well, if you listen to the narrative they've sold me out of L.A., he wasn't sure as of August if he was playing this year. Mm-hmm. His back hurt. He didn't know if he could even throw a football.
I mean, Brady won his last Super Bowl and then played one more year and then retired.
Yeah. So even if he's not, though, first of all, I guess I have to start with the question. Who's the face of the NFL right now? Who's the most popular player
Josh
in the
Allen.
NFL? Josh Allen
Patrick
is the face.
Mahomes.
Oh,
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. They're both. It's 1A, 1B.
Okay, because I do. Is it the same thing? Is like the most popular player also the face of the league? Or are those always the same? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's one of those two, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. One is going to miss the playoffs potentially, and Patrick Mahomes, and we just said his dynasty is dead and that he's a little tubby and doesn't care enough about winning, and his time is best.
Tubby?
His best days are behind him.
Jesus.
And Josh Allen, we've talked about, is the window closing in part because of Drake May's ascension. The Patriots are coming back to win the AFC East again after 5 years
ooh,
in Buffalo.
Ooh, yeah.
So is there a chance that Drake May is developing into the most popular NFL player, the face of the league, right before our eyes?
I don't know how you could say that when he's played in two primetime games so far.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he is destined for major stardom. I do. I think he's got the charm. He has got that all shucks. He's got the humility. He's got the good looks. He's got the. And the most important thing is he plays the game in a way, yep, I'll say it, that I've never seen anybody play the game before. So
skip and rip.
He's the skip and rip guy.
I love Ted.
I love you, Michael. And just to follow up on that, Michael, how am I looking in my tank, bud? Pretty good, right? But he's smooth. He's, I think, aesthetically the funnest quarterback to watch. The most enjoyable quarterback to watch play. And for my money, is Drake May. I look at Patrick Mahomes. I don't see it like a smooth kind of athlete back there. I see him bitching for calls, always whining, always kind of flopping, trying to get calls. I just don't. It's just not fun to watch Patrick Mahomes. It's fun to watch Drake May.
Fitzy, I know you are a fan of her TikToks and her developing following.
Oh, I never miss a Bakesmas.
Uh-oh. So Patrick Mahomes' wife is not likable. A lot of people do not like her.
Yeah.
And brother, actually. They kind of have a whole thing.
They've sunsetted the brother. Like, he's gone away to the special place. We have not seen Jackson Mahomes in years, and none of us have missed him.
You mean, like, bottom of the oceans, like? Or just another country?
I don't
country?
Know what he's suggesting.
Could be a farm, could be a house, okay. could be a small lake in the Ozarks, Ted.
Okay, he's off the radar, whatever we call it. But could Ann Michael, could her popularity play a part in Drake May's popularity?
So Southern, have two names. I love it.
It is. He acknowledged that. He's like, New England people don't really get it yet, catching on or whatever. But could that play a role? The NFL is, they put out the numbers, and I don't know them exactly, but they always like to tell you like 49% of their audience are women, right? It's very close to 50-50. A lot of women like football, watch football, might be interested in wives and things behind the scenes. Could her popularity help Drake May's popularity if
Without
she's
question.
A likable wife?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me? It's part of his brand.
Yeah.
Part of his brand. He's got this sweet, wholesome, wife that he was been together with, since middle school, right? Who's got a little bit of a personality that works and sells down in, particularly maybe in the South. But up here, we're going to love her because she's with our guy.
Absolutely.
So it's there's his he is on the precipice of exploding nationally, like just big time commercials, big time ads and big time products starting next year. They had to see what he could do this year. He's shown that he's special. So just buckle up, guys, because we had him for a little while. He was just ours. He's going to be being shared for the whole country starting next year.
Dan Ball?
And I think you can use the same argument for Drake that we used earlier in the year about Josh Allen. Why do you love Allen so much? Well, he's so likable in interviews. You watch him on Pardon My Take. You watch him on television. You hear him talk. The golfing stuff he does, the community stuff. There doesn't seem to be much of a mean bone in his body. And to what has been shown so far through a year and a half, Drake kind of has that same thing. And what will ascend him above Josh is if you win. Because if he's able to appear in a Super Bowl, on top of all the stuff that we know off the field, that's what gets you there.
Oh, that's huge. Because, Fitzy, if you, not only do you win, but you get those 2 weeks where you're the talk of the athletic world. You're, media day. You're everywhere.
Talk of the world.
Everything.
Everything.
If he gets to that point, that could be the point where Drake May takes off. But I do think, the likability. Now, I don't know much about, what's her name? Haley Steinfeld.
She's a tremendous actress.
But she's a celebrity, right?
She
brings her own.
She's an actress in Hollywood.
So that's
True Grit, Sinners. Yeah,
that you had me at True Grit and Sinners.
Probably appeals to some, but the aw shucks, 25 days of Bakesmas is going to appeal to a lot of people.
Gosh,
that's and he hasn't. Mark Schlereth just said it. As much as I'd like to not like him. I like him. I don't have a reason yet. Now, something may come. Justin Herbert, we touched on it. He stepped in it last night. Laura Rutledge was trying to interview him. He's kind of brushing her off. That's
shocked
a bad
they
look.
Did that. And I can't believe they kept the camera on him.
Right.
Was that
trying
it was
to celebrate
alive?
With my teammates?
Yeah. Yep. That wasn't before the, it's like you usually get the guy to kind of agree to the interview before you turn the camera on.
Correct.
I think they just thought it was a fait accompli that he was going to give the interview. And so they rolled the camera. And so we all saw that and it was like, oh, that's a bad look, man.
And I don't know how that lasts, if people remember that and are like, hey, he was the guy who was a dink to
just
that
a brick
reporter.
In the wall. They need more for to happen for them to remember it.
All right, let's work in some phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Ted kind of yelled at me when I did the tease going into the break when I asked if Drake May's the face of the NFL. He kind of chuckled while eating his rice over there. But I stand by it. I think he's the developing face of the National Football League. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
David!
Oh, David's not
there.
You know what? He clammed up.
He did.
He was there.
He was scared.
Oh, my God. They put me on for real?
Freaked out. So let's go to a different David. Let's go to Dave in Auburn. What's up, Dave?
Oh, thank you, fellas. I truly appreciate it. Yes! They did it on Keefe, so I wanted to just give you that bit.
Nice.
So, unfortunately, when whoever was making that interview about Drake May never once said his name. He kept saying he. He never said May. There was like several sentences where he kept saying he. So if you're using that over the radio, who is that going to? Nobody knows who you're actually talking about. If you say Drake May, yes, somebody might know who you're actually speaking about. Number two, as I was waiting on hold, as Bill in Jordan, because everyone's catching on.
All right, thanks for the call, Dave.
Just hey, now,
can I have
on.
Can I have two extra large of the gummies that he had before he called in, please?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a.
I was thinking the same thing. Took a big old ripper off the bong before he called in.
That was an interesting phone call. I'll just label it interesting. 617-779-7937.
He's saying put Drake May's name in your mouth.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, it was
so
slurring. Okay. Drake May. Like you did it, I can do it. Okay. Let's go to Richard in Salisbury. What's up, Richard?
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
Good. Man.
Great show, right. By the way. Listen to you all the time, every day, all day long.
Thank you.
You guys are talking about Drake May. I'm actually starting to see a lot more commercials on TV with him involved. You know, and I don't know if you guys saw this on social media this week, and it was he gave his used old pickup truck to some 70-year-old guy who was walking 3 miles a day to work, and they had photos with him, and it looked like it was legit, and that somebody had, you know, and reported on it. I don't know if anybody heard or saw that.
All right, thanks for the call, Richard.
I have not heard
Stiz
that.
Stiz just whispered in my ear he believes that he gave the man a wheelchair-accessible truck, a $100,000 wheelchair-accessible truck, which is actually even nicer than the story you were selling us on, Richard.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing his old truck's got some sentimentality to it.
Right.
So that makes more sense, but that's a lot of money to pony up. I mean, yeah. I can see wow, I didn't – I don't know if he wants to flaunt that. You know, I don't get the sense.
I love that about him if he doesn't.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are the ones I like better. You do a lot of good deeds, and they're not always in front of a camera. That means it's real.
Should I bring up, Deshaun Watson as a rookie, he gave a lot of money to people that lost houses in the hurricane.
Let's not do that comparison. Let's not do any quarterback comparisons to Deshaun Watson.
Okay. What happened with him?
I went sideways.
You haven't heard.
He might be starting for the Browns next year. You never know.
Yeah.
But Drake May also spent Sunday, I believe it was Big Brother's event at Gillette Stadium.
Yes.
He's big with Special Olympics.
Yep.
He's doing a lot of things in the community early on. But Richard's also right. The commercials are starting to come, Ted, that you've been predicting. There's a finance company, a national finance company he does some commercials for. There's a Sony speaker, I believe, speaker and headphones company. Those national are starting to come.
A lot of the local guys have already been on it, but I mean, if I'm a national brand and I would be running to Drake May right now to sign them to new deals.
And you know who I think is going to get some good tag along stuff is Will Campbell. I think Will Campbell, his boy.
Well, the lawyers, the billboards with him and lawyer.
That's local. But yeah, I bet you he gets some national.
Two Southern Ghetto Boys.
Absolutely.
Toll House, Krusty's, Nesquik, they're all going to start coming for Drake and Ann Michael together in the same spots. You never saw Tom and Giselle do spots together, did you?
Yeah.
Nobody could afford both of them, could they?
You did.
Well, I mean.
You saw him do the crypto. stuff together.
Oh, yeah, they went. Yeah, and how'd that work out?
They shared a cell afterwards.
I'm saying it didn't work out, but it's Chunky Campbell's, Drake's mom, maybe.
Oh, yes.
That kind of stuff.
Oh, the brothers. We brothers. Can put the brothers yep. in, the whole thing. Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities. Oh, yeah. All right, so we've had a lot of praise for Drake May. Not surprisingly, I see a call from Buffalo that maybe doesn't have quite so much praise. Let's go to Sean. What's up, Sean?
You're terrible, Andy.
Thank
I
you.
Like Drake May a lot, actually. He's a good quarterback. Fizzy, how you doing?
It hey, what's up, Sean? No. Good to hear your voice, buddy.
Sean, your subject line.
I always try to fall in when it's Fizzy and friends, but I got hung up on one of your cronies yesterday, so I apologize.
Okay, but are you going to get to the point where you say Drake is not all that? Because that's your subject line.
Oh, I'm going to say, well, I mean, you talking about him, he's like in the Playgirl spread. Oh, my God. Can you control yourself? He's doing really good. I thought he looked great last year. I thought it was a disservice that he didn't play the whole season last year. I think he looks great this year, and it's terrible that he's that good this year. But I think that when he loses, you guys are all going to start dumping all over him like you guys tend to do. So,
Sean,
I don't want to be there.
Will you literally cry when Drake May wins a Super Bowl before the Bills ever do?
I won't, Andy. You know what? I will stick with my team. I won't jump ship. I will stick with my team till next season. I'll keep going. It's okay.
Hey, Sean, do me a favor. Make sure you call into the post-game show on Sunday, win or lose. I'd like make sure you're still listening. Give us a call.
I can't get mad. I just can't hate Buffalo fans.
I don't really either.
You know, even when they're talking awesome. Smack, they're... I still, you know, okay, guys.
It's the only place I've ever been flipped off by an old grandmother.
It's the best.
That parking lot it's going into our stadium.
The most charming place ever.
Hell. Four Super Bowls in a row and 7 feet of snow and irrelevance. And they still stick with this damn team.
Listen to this with Sean. Mic drop. Sean, we beat you guys throwing the ball 3 times. Okay? Just 3 times.
There's some truth to that.
3 times.
All right. Mic drop from Ted Johnson. 3 passes equals victory for the Patriots. Take that. Bills, we'll see what happens on Sunday. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, time for Odds and Ends. The Bruins are in St. Louis to take on the Blues tonight. Morgan Geeky, talk about becoming a star right before our eyes. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything?
You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.